You are listening to episode 876. Welcome to the Daily Meditation Podcast. I congratulate you for giving yourself permission to slow down and connect to the best part of who you are. I'm Mary Meckley, and I'm your meditation guide in today's episode. And I share a different meditation technique in every single episode, and each technique is customized around a weekly theme, so you get to explore a particular topic in depth as you meditate or as you go about your busy day. Well, our theme this week is how to manage a bad mood, how to use meditation techniques to help you manage your reaction to stress, which can lead to a bad mood. So you can go through the previous episodes in this series and hear all the different techniques we explored. Well, this is for a Saturday. So if you're following this in sequence, this is the final episode in this 7-part series on how to manage a bad mood. And every Saturday, I share a meditation technique that you can do as you walk. And I like to share a walking meditation technique with you every Saturday because I like to reward you for all the hard work you've been doing as you've explored the entire series using different techniques to see what works for you. So I hope that you're able to get outside and connect with your surroundings and connect with your environment as you do a walking meditation today. Now, I know it's not always possible to get outside and walk, and in that case, you can simply do the meditation in your home. And I do encourage you to open up a window if you do so, because it's important to bring the outdoors in, and this is a way for you to still experience your surroundings. I think so many times we try to put a layer between us and whatever's happening outside in the environment. So if it's cold outside, we try to have a lot of heat on in the house, so we don't really experience the cold season. We feel a little disconnected. Or if it's really hot, we'll put on the air conditioner and not really allow our bodies to adjust to the heat or the cold or the wind or the rain or the snow. So I encourage you, as you meditate, to allow yourself to experience what's going on in nature. This really takes your meditation ritual to a different level. So I challenge you to do that. You can always bundle up if you're seated and it's cold out and you open up a window or door. Just put a shawl or sweater around yourself and meditate. It's really a great practice to do this. They do this a lot in Japan, and I learned to appreciate this when we lived there. I remember preparing tea in the Japanese tea ceremony in a tea room, which has the sliding doors that open up, and it would be freezing. And we would wear the winter kimono to keep warm, and we just would get used to the heat or the cold, whatever was going on. So now, for the meditation technique today, I also share with you a lifestyle technique, something you can do to improve some area of your life. Because meditation is not just sitting down to meditate, it's truly a lifestyle. So the more you can bring your meditation ritual into your life, the more you're going to notice the benefits. And this is where you really start to explore how important your ritual can become to literally just about everything you do in your life. So Saturday, you usually have some time off. If you happen to be listening to this on a Saturday, you can listen to the meditations in any sequence or order you want. Well, I am recording this for a Saturday, and most people have the day off, not everyone. So you might want to do a relationship lifestyle technique on the day where you have a little more time to spend with a loved one or a friend or colleague or peer, someone you want to improve your relationship with, or maybe you want to initiate a relationship with someone. So you can do that too. So as you get ready to possibly be out there walking or sit down and meditate, this is your walking meditation technique to manage a bad mood. What I encourage you to do when you use this technique is to begin walking and noticing your surroundings. Notice what is all around you. And start to absorb it through your senses, noticing visually what you see, the colors, the textures. And notice what you hear, even the subtle sounds. If you could focus on a particular sound that isn't so distinct, and focus on that as you walk or as you meditate. You might be in your home seated meditating. Visualize yourself walking in your favorite location. See if you can pick up on the subtle sounds around you and draw yourself into one particular sound. Notice your breath as you inhale and exhale through your nose. Notice how the air feels on your skin. Is it humid and hot or cool and refreshing? And then begin to notice how you're triggered by the different things in your environment. Just notice what triggers certain reactions in you. What triggers a negative mood? Maybe you see litter on the ground, or a car with a loud muffler just roared by you, or you're looking at an overcast sky, whatever it may be. Just notice your reaction. Just take it in as information, not judging it. Just take it in as information, noticing it. And start to work with your reaction. Start to notice what triggered your reaction. And where you feel it in your body. If you feel it anywhere particular. And just become aware. Notice what triggers negative reaction. And then see if you can work with it. See if you can notice other things in your environment that uplift you. See if you can shift your focus from a bad mood to feeling more uplifted. See if that works for you. Try this. Our minds have a hard time focusing on two things at once. So when you notice your bad mood, just observe it, notice it, not trying to completely ignore it. Just notice what triggers your bad mood, reactions that stress you out or cause you anger or upset, and work with it and see if you can focus on something in your environment that uplifts you. So learn to shift your focus. This can be the key to happiness. When you know how to shift your emotions, still honoring how you're feeling, but choosing the emotion you want to feel. If you'd like to be guided in a complete meditation using this exact technique and all the techniques I share with you each day here on the podcast, you can receive 14 meditations absolutely free at my website at sipandom.com. That's sipandom.com. And there, for 50 cents a day, literally, you get a complete guided meditation, a brand new one every day. So I encourage you to join me over there if you love to be guided in a meditation, a complete meditation. As always, you are so worth slowing down for.